Well, today I'm no longer in Nova Scotia on the beautiful island of PEI, Prince Edward Island, on our 40th wedding anniversary. So I thought I'd take a few minutes just to do our next psalm, which is Psalm 142. Now, the occasion of the writing of this psalm was when David was in the cave of Adullam. And you read about that in 1 Samuel chapter 22. David had been anointed to be the king of Israel, but of course Saul was hunting him down by his mad jealousy and hatred of David. And David had fled, and he was hiding in the cave in Adullam, or Adullam, however you want to pronounce it. And this is the occasion of the writing of the psalm. It says in verse 1, I cried unto the Lord with my voice. With my voice unto the Lord I did make my supplication. I poured out my complaint before him. I showed before him my trouble. When my spirit was overwhelmed within me, then thou knew my path. In the way wherein I walked, they have privately laid a snare for me. David didn't have any choice except to flee before King Saul. And as it says, that he was like a partridge hunted on the mountains. And here he found refuge in this cave. And it says in verse 4, I looked on my right hand, and behold, there was no man that would know me. Refuge failed me. No man cared for my soul. But then, if you drop down to verse 7, he says, bring my soul out of prison, that I may praise thy name. The righteous shall compass me about, for thou shalt deal bountifully with me. Well, you know, David wasn't absolutely alone in the cave. If you read the account in 1 Samuel chapter 22, it says in verse 1, David therefore departed thence and escaped to the cave of Adullam. And when his brethren and all his father's house heard it, they went down there to him. And everyone that was in distress, everyone that was in debt, everyone that was discontented, gathered themselves unto him, and he became captain over them. And there were about 400 men with him. Well, there were 400 men with David in the cave. And although some of the expressions in the psalm kind of give us the idea that he was all alone, but really he was not alone. There was 400 men with him. In fact, verse 7 says, the righteous shall compass me about. And there were righteous men there with him who accepted David's anointing, that he indeed was the king of Israel. These very men would reign with him in the kingdom. Those who identified themselves with David in his rejection would reign with him in his kingdom when he sits on the throne. That's a little bit of a prophetic picture for ourselves, because this is the day of Christ's rejection, and we follow him in his rejection. We don't reign here as kings, though, you know, the Corinthians thought they did. Paul said to them, you would reign as kings. But Paul says that he and his fellow workers were like the off-scouring and the rejected ones of the earth. Now, this is the day of the Son of Man's rejection, and this is the place for the Christian, is the outside place, the place of rejection, going forth unto him outside the camp. And those who are so identified with the Lord Jesus and his rejection will reign with him in a special place in the kingdom. But again, David does make expressions here as if he was alone. Verse 4, I looked on my right hand, and behold, there was no man that would know me, and refuge failed me. I cried unto the Lord and said, thou art my refuge and my portion into the land of the living. You know, sometimes we can be so distressed by the circumstances, by our trials, that even though we're surrounded by people, and even sympathetic people, we feel alone, we feel isolated because of the pain that we're feeling. And that is so true. But the point here in the psalm is that even though that was so for David, and even though there were godly men who were surrounding him, he felt absolutely alone. Yet on the other hand, because he was the king of Israel, anointed king of Israel, only 400 men out of the millions, yet even though he was absolutely alone, the Lord was his portion. The Lord was with him. And it's at those times when we feel so alone, we can lay our heads on the bosom of the Lord Jesus, just as John did. We can feel his presence. We can know that he knows all that we are feeling and suffering. And then we get another interesting expression here in verse 5, where He says, "Thou art my refuge and portion in the land of the living." So David says the Lord was his portion in the land of the living. You know, not only is the Lord our future portion, but he is our portion now in the land of the living. You know, some Christians, they get saved, they receive Christ as Savior, then they live totally for themselves, totally sort of disconnected in a practical way from the Lord. They know that someday that when they die, they'll be in heaven. They'll say, my portion will be there. But you know, the Christian's path is that the Lord is our portion now, that we can walk with him now. We have fellowship with the Son and the Father now. But I love this expression, in the land of the living. My portion is in the land of the living. We get that expression again in Isaiah chapter 53, verse 8, where it says of Messiah that he would be cut off out of the land of the living. And it's the only reason that the Lord can be our portion now in the land of the living was that the Lord Jesus Christ was cut off out of the land of the living. I'll just read the verse. It's Isaiah chapter 53, verse 8, the great messianic prophecy of the man of sorrows. Verse 8 says, he was taken away from a prison or oppression and from judgment or justice. Who shall declare his generation? For he was cut off out of the land of the living. For the transgression of my people was he stricken. You see, that's the key. He was cut off out of the land of the living for the transgression of his people. And now those who are his people, those that believe in him, they can say, the Lord is my portion in the land of the living. How blessed that is. Well, I hope you enjoy the psalm today as you spend a few minutes in it. And, you know, we're getting near the end. Just a few psalms left and we'll be done that psalm, the psalms, and we'll turn our attention to something else. May the Lord bless you today. Amen.